أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فما ربكما يا موسى؟ قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. قال فما بال القرون الأولى؟ قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 49 to 52 of Surah Taha. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam goes to Fir'aun. He gives Fir'aun the da'wat towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. And he also speaks about one specific reason that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him, and that is that free the Bani Israel, send them with me. We've got no intention of toppling you. We've got no intention of taking away any power from you. What we want is our freedom. We will go to another land and we will practice our deen and we will continue our lives. The discussion carries on. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam gives da'wah towards Allah. So Fir'aun asks, قَالَ فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. Then Musa and Harun, who is your Rabb? Who is the Rabb that belongs to the two of you? In other words, tell me about your Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's response, قَالَ رَبُّنَا. Our Rabb is that being, الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقًا, is that being that gives everything its shape, its creation, ثُمَّ هَدَى. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't just create and give a form and shape to a creation, but Allah is that being that gives hidayat. Allah is that being that guides. Now kulla shay'in, Allah gives everything its form, that we will all understand. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the earth, Allah created the moon, the sun. In so far as everything, human beings, animals, we all know that the particular, peculiar shapes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed. But summa hada, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guides every creation of His. Now we must understand that every creation of Allah has some magnitude of the recognition of Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing in the entire creation of Allah but it makes the tasbih of Allah. We see water that is standstill, that water is also making the tasbih of Allah. We see water that is flowing, that water is also making the tasbih of Allah. And in that way, in that manner, everything has some form of recognition of Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But insan, you will not understand the tasbih of the different makhluq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the one aspect of it, that everything has some ability, some capacity to recognize Allah, and everything makes the tasbih of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala guided every creation to have a specific duty, to have a specific function. The sun, its duty is to give off heat, to give off light, and it fulfills that function. And like that, everything else, the wind that will create a breeze, that also has its function and it fulfills its function. So here Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, what seems to be very apparently very superficial, but the depth of what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is saying, Fir'aun, Allah has also given you life, Allah has given you form and shape, and Allah has also given you the ability to recognize Allah, and Allah has given you that hidayat, that capacity for you to turn to Allah, make tawbah and accept the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Now Fir'aun asked another question, قَالَ فَمَا بَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى. Then what is the condition, what is the situation of the former generations? Fir'aun was obviously the son of a Fir'aun that was before, and he was also a tyrant, and before that, so he had known and he had this perception that he is doing wrong, he's committing zulm. His forefathers had also committed zulm. So what would their condition be if you are saying that your Allah is going to punish if we do not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he shows that sometimes in da'wat, not actually sometimes, most times, we have to be very, very strategic. And in the strategy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he could have said that they are in the punishment of Allah. But he also had understood that Fir'aun will use that against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in that everybody is going to be punished. So what's the use bringing Iman and Islam? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Qala, he said, ilmuha inda Rabbi fi kitabin, that the knowledge of them is with my Rabb, with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has written that knowledge is with Allah Rabbul Izzat. La yadhillu Rabbi wa la yansa. But Fir'aun, remember one thing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not err, he does not make errors, wa la yansa. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not forget. Those that did good, Allah will reward them. Those that did evil, Allah will either forgive them, whatever. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not err, he will not stray. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will never forgive. We'll never forget. Here, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, most of the commentators have written that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used strategy because he did not want to get into a further argument with Fir'aun, and together with that, he did not want Fir'aun to use any of the words of Musa alayhi salam against Musa alayhi salam. Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.